Yea, and even greater power hath he to keep me from falling again. I need never serve thee again.
No! Lies! All lies!
No, 'tis very truth.
No!
And to speak the truth the more, I find his service easier, his wages higher, his servants kinder, his government fairer, his company sweeter, and his country lovelier than thine. Therefore leave off to parley with me. I am his, and he is mine. I am of that number that will follow the Lamb whithersoever he goeth.
Consider again, whilst thou can, what liest before thee. Think of the many who have gone before, only to meet with shameful and painful death.
Aye, but blessed are those who are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven.
This prince of whom you speak so glibly is but a paper prince.
Nay, not so.
Yea, it is so. All the world knows how that I have delivered my subjects from him, either by fraud or by force. And so will I do to thee.
He will preserve me.
Bah! Thou canst not name even one time when he hath come in person to deliver his own.
He did stand in the flames with the 3 Hebrews.
Bah! Thousands of years ago, but now his followers go up in smoke, and he doth not lift a finger whilst they writhe in the flames.
Whilst they sing in the flames, you mean? For he bears their pain in his own flesh, and they lay down their life willingly, knowing that they shall inherit all the more honor when he cometh in glory.
Thinkest thou to inherit said glory?
Aye, 'tis already mine, if I will but be faithful unto death.
Why dost thou expect such goodly wages, seeing thou hast been already unfaithful?
When?
When thou didst take thine eyes off the light and fall into the slough of despond. When thou went unto Sinai to rid thyself of thy burden, rather than waiting for the Lord to remove it in the proper way. When thou didst sinfully sleep and lose thy precious roll, and when thou wast almost persuaded to go back at the mere sound of toothless lions.
Aye, all is true, besides many fears and thoughts that thou knowest not of. But I have repented of those my mistakes and have learned from them. My prince hath forgiven me, and given me power to do better.
I am an enemy to this prince. I hate his person, his laws, and his people. I am come out on express purpose to withstand thee.
Apollyon, in the name of the Lord, I say unto thee that I am in the king's highway, the way of holiness. Here naught can befall me but by my Lord's permission. Therefore take heed to thyself. For in opposing me, thou opposest my prince.
Then did Apollyon straddle quite over the whole breadth of the way.
I despise thy prince, and I am void of fear in this matter. Prepare thyself to die, graceless, for I swear by my infernal din that thou shalt go no farther. Here will I spill thy soul.